Hi, welcome to the Empower Ed Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Kaufman, and the purpose of this podcast is to empower teachers, administrators, and parents of public and private school students through uplifting conversations with people across the country. Our goal is to address the initiatives and programs that are having a positive impact on student learning and really get to know the educators who are making a difference in the lives of our children. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a few minutes that may give you an optimistic view of where education is going. Welcome to another episode of Conversations About Race. I'm Brett Kaufman, and with me once again on this episode are Ovi Ogunejibo, Jordan Lewis, and Tina Ellsworth. In this episode, we discuss a few of the many examples of systemic racism that you might not have realized were out there. Many of these examples can be seen as well-intentioned, but upon close examination, hide a more insidious effect on the people that they were meant to protect. After you've listened to the podcast, you can direct message me or any of the guests on Twitter or through the podcast homepage. We would love to hear your thoughts. One of the things that I see and what I'm concerned about is that we are teaching social studies from a white perspective.
Yeah.
We are teaching it out of a textbook, and we are not looking for supplements or any type of we aren't looking to educate ourselves. And I'll give you some examples of this. How many people were surprised that J.C. Nichols was a racist? How many people, you know, all of a sudden we're going to get rid of the fountain, you know, rename the fountain because, I don't think people still even realize, like, what a restrictive covenant is. Mm. Okay, that don't know that you couldn't sell your house to a black family, a Jewish family, if you lived in a J.C. Nichols subdivision. Mm-hmm. And those restrictive covenants are still on the titles.
Yep.
They aren't ever coming off those titles. But the other piece is with this education piece, which I think is so important. So this kind of goes with what each of you was saying about education. You got to take yourself a little bit further. And what I would say is start realizing where systemic racism is. And I'll give you an example right now that is absolutely, you talk about defunding the police. How about defunding schools? We have a system in place right now that is defunding schools called tax incremented financing. And it happens that tax incremented financing was set up for blighted places. When you think blight, what neighborhoods do you think of? Mm-hmm. And so when they give tax incremented financing for 25 years where they take away all personal property tax for a company that moves to that area, that personal property tax is what pays for those schools.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so when you think about Mark Bedell and his courageous stand against tax incremented financing that just hit. But you look at school districts in the Kansas City area like Hickman Mills and Kansas City, Missouri, and Center and Grandview. Look at the tax incremented financing and the TIF zones that are in those school districts and how they have stolen money from those students and those communities through tax incremental financing. That's systemic racism. That's what that is.
Just to clarify, what's the demographic breakdown of those school districts you mentioned?
The whole purpose of a TIF, Jordan, is that it's a blighted area. In other words, an area that needs economic help, right? And so this is that idea of good intentions. Are the road to hell is paved with good intentions, mm-hmm. right? And so what we have to look at is that is the thing, white folks. You're in power right now, okay? you got to see certain things as systemic racism. If you're on the city council in one of these areas, and you're back in a TIF, you're buying into it. If you're voting for a city council person who buys into TIFs, you're buying into racism. You're buying into to systemic racism. That's, you know, in a nutshell, educate yourself a little bit so that you can understand where systemic racism lies.
Yeah.
And this is, that's when I first learned about TIFs, I was like, how is this even legal?
Yeah.
I was like, how is this even legal? But Brett, this is where they get you. And this is what I mean, Tina, when I say they try to muddy the waters. Well, would you rather this business not be here at all? Then right. These kids won't have it.
Right.
We don't get to put a Walmart there. We don't get to put a Target there.
There's
we don't get to
jobs.
Put
jobs. Yeah.
Jobs. Like, mm-hmm. And that's where it's like, wow, you're going to play that card.
Yeah.
Those are billion-dollar companies.
That's what I mean.
All those things and pay the tax.
Right. They wouldn't even realize the problem. So I'm glad you said it, because when people are like, oh my God, you're going to defund the police department. You're going to get rid of cops. You're worried about that when education's been getting defunded like no other.
For decades.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, the first TIFs that came into Kansas City, Missouri was the Glover plan that was down in Midtown, Kansas City. Okay, and here's the great piece. They don't have to pay taxes for 25 years, okay? Go look at the Glover plan now. Are those stores still there? Or have they moved because now they have to pay personal property tax?
Come on now. It's getting hot in here. With all education. It's getting hot in here. Yeah. And guys, that's what people don't want to talk about. And that's when I tell people, you don't understand. And this is systemic. Like, this is so much deeper than calling somebody the N-word. Yes. This is so much deeper than denying people jobs. Sure. There is a system in place that people are literally not educated on. A kid is not going to be educated on a TIF. So they're not going to think anything when this new store comes that they're happy to go to and put their money into. But they don't realize that that company's not putting their money back into them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why don't we add TIFs into the personal financing classes that every student has to learn? Mm-hmm. If we did that,
you know what I have.
Even then, though, you would have to have a teacher who was cognizant of how TIFs are used as a form of systemic racism.
Sure, yeah.
And not be doing kind of some of the gaslighting, like what you were talking about, but it brings jobs. But it brings money to our city. There's sales tax revenue. Would you rather not be here? Like, it's got to be, this is how it is used to hurt people.
And Tina, to go on top of that, shouldn't school finance be an undergrad course for educators, not a graduate course for educators? Because if it was, it should make teachers kind of reevaluate the way this whole system of money works in education, because it's systemically unfair to certain groups. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. Again, like,
I mean, we're all taxpayers.
Right.
You know what I mean? And right now, school funding formulas are based on property taxes, which is all systemic, from redlining, white flight, charging white people more for a house because they have more money. So therefore, it drives up the property value. Whiteness is I mean, it's all.
So let me give you
Good job, Brett.
Well, all right. So now you got me going.
There's a lesson going. There's a lesson being taught now.
So Jackson. All right. So think about it. Like, Jackson County, our county, last year went through and they reissued everybody's property taxes all the way across the and I mean, I'm telling you, like, I own buildings. Okay, my buildings doubled. Their personal property tax doubled. Of course, we weren't in a TIF, but they doubled, right? And we had to go and say, you know, that's not even the value of our buildings, right? But the places where they really couldn't, you know, these people have been paying really low personal property taxes along Ward Parkway, up in some of the in the Mission Hills area, and you know, some really established neighborhoods were not paying very much property taxes, and this was a way to realign it, right? Okay, it's good. It seems like it's a good thing. It's good intentions. It's well-meaning. right? We're going to get more property taxes from folks. Those folks don't send their kids to public schools.
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
Now, here's the next piece. They didn't go up in areas in Ruskin Heights. Okay? They didn't go up in areas in Hickman Mills. They didn't go up down in South Kansas City. So those schools don't get more money. Okay? It didn't do anything for those schools.
Mm-hmm.
But raising property taxes in Lee Summit, it's going to increase the money that Lee Summit schools get. In Liberty, it's going to increase the money that schools in Liberty get. What in the world? That's systemic racism.
How can downtown Kansas City have luxury apartments that don't pay taxes? Mm-hmm. Think about that, guys. Mm-hmm. A luxury apartment, and they are beautiful, and more of them are going up, and they're more expensive than the ones that exist, but they don't pay taxes. 25, 30 years, and then what happens? Those apartment buildings then turn into lofts, and then people come and buy them, and then they have kids. And they don't send them to the Kansas City School District. They don't send them to Hickman Mills. They send them to Pembroke, Sion, St. Thomas Aquinas, Rockhurst, St. Teresa's. What's the demographic of those schools?
Right.
Yep.
Guys, it's a system here, and a very strong one at that.
You've been listening to Empower Ed with your host, Brett Kaufman. Send us your comments and feedback by becoming a member to the Empower Ed Network. You can find us at www.teachempowered.com. That's www.teachempowered.com. And remember to spell empowered with an I. Because when you're empowered, every student learns. Take care and subscribe to our channel for more uplifting conversations about our educational landscape.